Presbyterian. Ashto Tarashanti. Yes, Divine Grace, Sila Abhay Charanara, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Shilabhara Paraki Jai. His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Nitya Lila Prabhishta Om Vishnupad Pramsa Paribraj Gisari Ashto Tarashasi Shimad. His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Shri Rupa Shri Sanatan Shri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasara Guna Sad Goswami Shri Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Shikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Jaisi Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Vraja Bhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Shri Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Yamuna Mai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Sankirtan Yagya Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Srasana Books Distribution Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gorpimanande. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Guru and Sri Gauranga. Rama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devim Gauravani Pacharine. Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatari Shatari. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Devaya. So today we continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 15, The Descendants of King Priyavrata. There is no purport on the 14th, 15th. We still have to read that. And on the board is text number 16. Tatrayam sloka prayavratam bhamsam imam virajas charambabha Charamudbhavah Akarad Ati Alam Kirtya Vishnu Suraganam Yata Tatrayam Sloka Prayavratam Bhamsa Imam Virajas charamod bhava akarod ati alam kirtya Vishnu sura ganam yata tatrayam shloka prayabratam bhamsam imam Virajas charamodvava akarod ati alam kirtya Vishnu sura ganam yata tatrayam shloka Prayabratang Bangsang Imam Virajas Charamod Baba Karod Atiyalam Kirtya Vishnu Suraganang Yata. Somebody else? Tatrayam Shloka Prayavratam Bamsang Imam Virajas Sharavod Baba Akarodati Alam Kritya Vishnu Suraganam Yata Tatrayam Shloka Priyavratam Bamsang Imam Virajas Charamod Baba Akarodate Alam Kritya Vishnu Suraganam Yata. Somebody else? Matajis or Prabhus? Go ahead. Tatrayam Sloka Prayabratam Bamsam Imam Virajas Charamod Baba Akarodati Alam Kitya Vishnu Suraganam Yata. Matajis? Patrayam Shloka Priyavratam Asam Imam Virajas Charamod Babha Akarodati Alam Kitya Vishnu Suraganam Yata Tatra. In that connection, I am Shloka. There is this famous verse, Priyabratam, coming from King Priyabrata, Vamsham, the dynasty, Imam, this, Virajaha, King Viraja, Charama Udbhavaha, the source of 100 sons, headed by Satajit, Okarot, decorated, Ati Alam, very greatly, Kirtya, by his reputation, Vishnuhu, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Suraganang, the demigods, Yata, just as. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There is a famous verse about King Viraja. Quote, because of his high qualities and wide fame, King Viraja became the jewel of the dynasty of King Priyabrata, just as Lord Vishnu, by his transcendental potency, decorates and blesses the demigods. Unquote. Purport. Within a garden, a flowering tree attains a good reputation because of its fragrant flowers. Similarly, if there is a famous man in a family, He is compared to a fragrant flower in a forest. Because of him, an entire family can become famous in history. Because Lord Krishna took birth in the Yadu dynasty, the Yadu dynasty and the Yadavas have remained famous for all time. Because of King Viraja's appearance, the family of Maharaj Priyavrata has remained famous for all time. I just want to read the two texts prior to that, which doesn't have a purport. In the womb of Gayanti, Maharaj Gaya begot three sons named Chitrarata, Sugati, and Abarodhana. In the womb of his wife Urna, Chitrarata begot a son named Samrat. The wife of Samrat was Utkalo, and in her womb Samrat begot a son named Marichi. In the womb of his wife Bindumati, Marichi begot a son named Bindu. In the womb of his wife Saragha, Bindu begot a son named Madhu. In the womb of his wife named Sumana, Madhu begot a son named Virabrata. In the womb of his wife Boja, Virabrata begot two sons named Mantu and Pramantu. In the womb of his wife Satya, Mantu begot a son named Bhovana, and in the womb of his wife Dushana, Bhovana begot a son named Twashta. In the womb of his wife Virochana, Twashta begot a son named Viraja. The wife of Viraja was Bisuchi, and in her womb Viraja begot 100 sons and one daughter. Of all these sons, the son named Satyajit was predominant. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of the descendants of King Priyavrata. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunnilitam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Sirupam Sagurjatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshvare Vishabhano Sute Deve Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kipashindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tatrayam Shloka prayabratam vamsham imam virajas charanam babha akarodati alam kritya vishno suraganam yata. So we've been discussing for the last 15 chapters, starting from the first chapter of this fifth canto, about these different descendants of King Priyabrata. It starts from the first chapter, which is entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyabrata. Maharaj Priyabrata is a pure devotee of the Lord, self-realized soul. He's the son of Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu is one of the Mahajans. And as a king, Swayambhuva Manu, in order to continue the rule of the kingdom, the predecessor, the one who will follow him, must be ideal. The kings are like that. They're very responsible for the benefit of the citizens, ultimately for their spiritual benefit. So, King Priyabrata, son of Swayambhuva Manu, or grandson of Lord Brahma, he does not have any inclination for ruling the kingdom. Not just the kingdom, planet Earth, but the whole entire universe. Narad Muni was instructing him about the science of self-realization, giving him instructions about self-realizations, about who is he, what is the purpose of human form of life, how to get out of this material world, and so on. However, Lord Brahma was given instruction from within by the Supreme Lord to instruct King Priyabrata. Sisi Gornitai ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Sisi Krishna Balaram ki jai, Sri Radhe Shyama Sundar Dalita Vishakha Devi ki jai. He's not interested. King Priyabrata was not interested at all. Because what is the duty of already a self-realized person and at the same time becoming a grihastha? You're already a self-realized soul. That means you don't have anything to do with materialistic activities. And King Priyabrata was like that. He's already a self-realized soul. So for him, what is the use of ruling a kingdom? It's like going back to become like a materialistic person. It doesn't make sense. So King Priyabrata was determined not to become a king or follow the instruction of his father. So Brahma was forced to come down while King Priyabrata was being instructed by Narad Muni. Personally, Lord Brahma descended from his kingdom, Satyaloka, Brahmaloka, to come down with his carrier, the swan. And along with Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva also was there, and Swayambhuva Manu. So Lord Brahma, being the grandfather, he told King Priyabrata that you do not have to worry. Do not have to worry whether you'll get contaminated or not. Because as soon as one surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, he will never forget Lord Krishna. It's like as soon as we try to sincerely chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we become attached to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There is no way that we will forget chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Is that correct? It's no such thing as, oh, I don't think I'm going to chant tomorrow. No. You'll be always wanted to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra sincerely. So, it is mentioned that as soon as one surrenders unto the Supreme Lord, especially unto his lotus feet, he will never forget Krishna. There is no way. We may, due to the material energy, not being on the high level of devotional service, may fall away or become materialistic. But someday we will take up again the process of devotional service. This is the effect. So Lord Brahma was telling him, don't worry. You don't worry about being contaminated. And somehow or other, by the assurance of Lord Brahma, King Priyavrata became a grihastha. He became a grihastha. That means he has to somehow or other get involved in seemingly what you call license for sense enjoyment, because he has to have so many progenies. That's why we've read the son of this is the son of that, and the son of that is the son of this. These are all coming from Priyavrata's family. See, in our society also, there are many grihasthas. And being a grihastha, one must be very careful not to be attached to their children, to their family members. One has to do the duty of a family man, because Krishna has sent all of these different family members to be taken care of. But one should not be so attracted and attached to them that one will forget Krishna. And this is the problem. How to balance it off? Because in the name of trying to satisfy or please the family members, it becomes like an extension of one's sense enjoyment. Because the family members will say, I want this, I need this, I want that, I need this. But then the head of the family, especially the father, would like to fulfill those desires. And by fulfilling those desires, sometimes it becomes overloaded with desires that you lose the purpose of becoming renounced at the same time. That's why in our society, there's what you call grihastha brahmachari. There's what you call the grihastha brahmachari. Grihastha, but being renounced. So one must be very careful in this way, so as not to lose the reputation of being a devotee. Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, within the garden, a flowering tree attains a good reputation because of its fragrant flowers. The reputation of the spiritual master is enhanced because of the good deeds of the disciples. Srila Prabhupada's glories and fame increases due to the disciples or grand disciples performing nice devotional service. So similarly, just like in the family, the reputation of the family, the name of the family, in the material point of view, it enhances because of the family members, how well behaved they are, and how they follow their father's or their mother instructions. Krishna enhances the devotees, the reputation of his devotees. There is a verse says, Bhaktanama Mana Vardhana. This is another name of Krishna. Bhaktanama Mana Vardhana. Krishna is known as one who enhances the reputation of his devotees. And due to the devotees' activities, Krishna's name always increases. His reputation always increases. So, we should not disappoint our spiritual master. We should not disappoint our family, this whole family. We should not disappoint, ultimately, our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. By acting accordingly to the principles of devotional service, then our family's name, ISKCON, will increase. So that others will want to come and join us. That is the only purpose. Because we want to increase the family of devotees. We're not content. We're just this family. We want to increase more and more and more. That is the purpose of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. We're not content that we are happy and others are suffering. The devotee is paraduka duki. We've heard that. The devotee feels lamentation. He feels sad when he sees others are suffering. And he feels happy when he's able to bring others to the same level as he is, being happy. The materialist is the opposite. The materialist, they feel happy when they see others unhappy. Because there is envy there. The material world, mostly everyone is envious of each other. That is the nature of this material world. But in the society of devotees, envy doesn't exist. Should be. But still, sometimes devotees are not so much loving with each other. Because there is still a little bit of residual from the previous life before coming to Krishna consciousness that he carries this envious mentality. Being proud. Envy means you are proud. One should not be proud of one's position. Prabhupada says it is all right to be proud to become a devotee. But it is not good to be proud that you are forgetting others to become devotees. That you are neglecting others. Even amongst the devotees. What to say of others outside of the family. So there are many, many famous devotees due to their good service attitude, the reputation increases all the time because of their service towards the Supreme Lord. Like Arjuna, Doesn't want to fight, but somehow he followed the instruction of Lord Krishna. So who is the hero of Bhagavad Gita? It's not Krishna. Arjuna is the hero. Is that right? Because of his following the instruction. In Ramayana, who is the most famous than Lord Ram? Hanuman, isn't it? Because he follows Ram and he always wanted to serve Lord Ram. In chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, who is the most famous? Haridas Thakur. And he was born in a Muslim family. His reputation in chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra cannot be surpassed by anyone because of his dedication in chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that even at the end, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cannot enter, actually. Haridas Thakur cannot enter Jagannath Puri temple because of his caste being a Muslim. But Lord Jagannath himself will come and see him directly. Right? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and different than Lord Jagannath, he will come every day and ask just to have the association of Haridas Thakur, who is always chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He will ask, "How are you?" See, the Lord comes himself because of the service attitude of his devotee. Srila Prabhupada once says also that his Guru Maharaj says that act in such a way that Krishna would want to see you. It's like every day we're pushing ourselves also to go closer and closer to Krishna. But who's really having the darshan? Are we having the darshan or Krishna is having darshan of us? Is the other way around. You can be very far, right? And way down in the pasaram area or the bookstall. Krishna can see you up to there. So Krishna is the one who really wanted to see us. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like that. And when at the last stages of Haridas Thakur's life, he's not able to chant his rounds, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "What is the problem? I cannot finish my prescribed rounds, number of rounds." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "You don't have to. You don't have to." Madhavendra Puri, another pure devotee of the Lord who is so special that the Lord stole a sweet cup of sweet rice for him. The Lord stole sweet rice for his pure devotee. That Madhavendra Puri, he doesn't want to lose his reputation of being a pure devotee. I mean, it's natural because a devotee of the Lord, he does not want to be known as a devotee. Even though he cannot escape not being known as a devotee. A pure devotee of the Lord is famous because Krishna wants to have him become famous. A pure devotee of the Lord, wherever he goes, fame follows him. Because out of humility, he does not want to be. That is the difference. A materialist, he wants name and fame all the time. He wants to be known for whatever he's doing. But a devotee, he will do special service for the Supreme Lord, but he does not want to be known that he's doing this because this is his special relationship with the Supreme Lord. So Madhavendra Puri, as soon as he received this sweet rice, the cup of sweet rice from Gopinath, immediately he wants to leave Rimuna, right? Because he knew that this news will spread, and the next day everyone will come and see him and worship him. But he does not want to do this. So immediately he left. He went to Jagannath Puri. But unknowingly, the news spread up to Puri, and they were told that Mother Premdapuri was there, whom the Supreme Lord stole a cup of sweet rice. So the fame follows him all the way through to Puri, that everyone would like to help him, and his mission was easily accomplished. This sandalwood and the camphor was given. Prahlad Maharaj also, even though he was born in the family of demons, but he's still one of the Mahajans. That the Supreme Lord protected him from his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu. So, devotees should be so willing to enhance the family of other devotees. This is our purpose. That's why we preach every day, because this is what Prabhupada wanted us to do, to preach. He's pleased the most when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for the purification of others. He's very, very pleased when we distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, his books, because this is the mood of our movement. Like Nirgari the hunter, when he was saved by Narad Muni, Narad Muni's fame increased much more. And Srila Prabhupada also, when he saved these personalities that worse than Nirgari the hunter, in the early days, his fame increases much more. That they cannot believe, his god brothers cannot believe that Abai Babu did it. He's the one who was predicted to be the Senapati, to be like a commander in chief to save the whole world. Kirtir Yasya Sajivati, one who leaves a good reputation behind him lives forever. This was quoted by Bhishma Dev in the Mahabharata. One who is reputed as a devotee of the Lord lives forever. He lives in Vaikuntha. He goes back home, back to Godhead, due to his service and the activities that he performed. He attained Vaikuntha. But after leaving, going back to the spiritual world, whatever he did also remains in the material world. It's always remembered. This is the significance of this. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy, what is the greatest reputation? Ramananda Roy replied that the person who is reputed as a devotee has the greatest reputation. For a devotee not only lives forever in Vaikuntha planets, but by his reputation, he also lives forever within this material world. That is the difference. He does not want reputation, but the reputation follows him. Fame follows him. So we are so fortunate that somehow or other we belong to this family where we have a good reputation of spreading Krishna consciousness. We're part of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family. Yesterday we were um, we were giving some kind of a talk to some Brajavasic kids. There's about 100 of them. Now, these Brajavasis are not ordinary souls. They may look very innocent, but very, very special souls. Krishna personally is taking care of them. You may see them as innocent, or no, they don't know practically anything. But because they took birth in Vrindavan, they belong to Krishna's family. And when we were speaking with them, you can see their innocence. They're so special. Prabhupada says that they don't need the spiritual master, because their spiritual master is Krishna directly. But we were telling them though that just be careful that when you grow up, you don't imitate like the West. Western people. And almost all of them agreed. I don't know if they understood what I said, but somehow or other, I tried to convince them to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as well. So, Vrindavan is so special. There is so many personalities here, pure devotees of the Lord as well. Prabhupada was once asked, how many pure devotees are there in the movement? And Prabhupada says, he asked one of his disciples, how many devotees are there in our movement right now? And then he gave a number. And then Prabhupada replied, this is how many devotees are there in our movement. That means all of you are pure devotees. It's just a matter of time. Time is only separating us from becoming a pure devotee. Prabhupada was once asked, how many pure devotees are like you? Is the reporter asking. And Prabhupada says, not many, few. But why don't you become one? So there is an urgency here. If we want to become effective and successful in our broadcasting this Krishna consciousness movement, we should be ideal in our characters. All of us combined. Not just one doesn't have to be responsible and only the leaders or the management has to be responsible. Individually, one must be responsible to become a pure devotee of the Lord. Especially those who are frontline preachers or those who are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. It is advisable that as soon as possible become pure devotee. It is not so difficult because that is our real nature. It becomes a problem when we try to pretend. We don't have to pretend. We just have to be our real self. We don't have to imitate anybody else. But if we see someone who is doing nicely in devotional service, follow in their footsteps. Follow in their footsteps. No way we can imitate Haridas Thakur, Prahlad Maharaj, Hanuman, Arjuna. No, not possible. But each and every one of us has a special relationship with Krishna that somehow we have to uncover. We have to uncover by becoming sincere and serious in the practice of our Krishna consciousness. No one else can change us except ourselves. We have all the ingredients. We all have the facilities to become a pure devotee. But we are not taking advantage of this. That's the problem. So, in conclusion, the importance of taking birth in this family of Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, should be enhanced by each and every individual members of the family. By following strictly the rules and regulations, chanting sincerely without any offenses the prescribed number of rounds, minimum 16 rounds, and help others by telling them about Krishna. Krishna will take care of everything. We don't have to worry of anything. So this is the description of King Priyaprata's family. And next chapter, we're going to go to the real nectar now. Description of Jambudvip and different planetary systems. This is the most difficult part now. We're going to go. And we have some experts, devotees, who are able to explain this. So we'll stop here. Any questions? Comment? Yes, please. Is it easy to enter Jagannath Temple? If you're a sari and a dhoti? Yes. You see, that is true. Yes. But you see, entering the temple of the Jagannath Puri, or any temple, means we are like presenting ourselves. Some, they just want to go in the temple for, it's like we've seen many pilgrims also, they come and go. But to really pray to the Lord for service, that is another thing. As we mentioned earlier, we should act in such a way that the Lord would want to come and see us. So some people, they come here for many ulterior motives also, for many material desires. So that's another thing. And Haridas Thakur, he does not want to break the social customs. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is topmost Vaishnava, he could have broken the temple rules that he would have left, let everybody to come in. Because Jagannath means Lord of the Universe. If he's Lord of the Universe, then why is it that others cannot come and others can come? One time Srila Prabhupada also was doing parikrama in Jagannath Puri. So the pandas, they were all inviting Prabhupada to please come because it will enhance the Jagannath temple's fame. Because it's Jagat Guru, pure devotee of the Lord, coming inside. But Prabhupada says, if you let my disciples come in, I will come in. But they did not want, because they're Videshis, they're white-colored. But somehow my fortune, I was able to enter also Jagannath Puri. They think I was a Manipuri. I was not wearing this saffron cloth though, because as soon as they see a saffron cloth and brand new, they know you're from ISKCON. So I was wearing a white dhoti. I borrowed somebody's white dhoti and this, you know, the cut-off shirt. What do you call that? Huh? Bagalbandi, but small, not the, you know. And I pretended that I was deaf and dumb. One panda was trying to talk to me, and I says, so I was just there and praying to the Lord, thanking Him, somehow or other, a sinful person myself, due to my desire to have darshan of the Lord. I was there, I saw it was so dark, no lights, maybe one light bulb. It's amazing because it's a tradition. So the energy there in Jagannath Temple is so amazing. You can feel Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra really present. It's, you know, it's amazing. You cannot describe it. You can just feel it, and hopefully it'll stay there for a long time. You all been to the Jagannath Temple? Yes? Yes. It's amazing. You feel Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still there as well. But Haridas Thakur, out of humility, he did not go inside. He did not push himself. Sanatan Goswami as well, they didn't push themselves. Rupa Goswami, no. They're the topmost Vaishnavas, Mahabhagavat, but they did not push themselves. So we should not push ourselves towards Krishna to enjoy Him. We should push ourselves towards Krishna to serve Him. That's two things. Enjoying Krishna means serving Krishna. Serving Krishna means Krishna is pleased. And when Krishna is pleased, He'll give us more facilities to serve Him. And therefore, His devotees' reputation increases more and more. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, they don't have any identity. They don't know Krishna is God. And it doesn't matter whether they know Krishna or God is God or not, they still love Krishna. That's why their love for Krishna is unmotivated, is pure. To know that Krishna is God and to love Him, that means it's not pure. To know whether Krishna is God or not and still love Him, that is pure. That's why the inhabitants of Vrindavan, sometimes they think Krishna is a demigod. He's a demigod. And Mother Yasoda will always pray to Lord Narayan to please protect him. We said that in Vaikuntha there is no anxiety. There is full of anxiety in the spiritual world. But it's not the same anxiety in the material world. Material anxiety is different. Mother Yasoda is an anxiety whether Krishna is eating or not. That kind of anxiety, Prabhupada says, is Krishna anxiety. If your anxiety to sell a book, Prabhupada says, that is Krishna anxiety. If your anxiety to save a person from his suffering condition, that is Krishna anxiety. That anxiety is wanted. The materialists, they're also an anxiety for sense enjoyment. That is not wanted. So in the spiritual world, there is also anxiety. So we should be in anxiety to help Krishna relieve the conditioned souls and help them to go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Itai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna.